the farthest.
Okay.
I went.
If something belongs to me, you'd say it's
mine.
And I'd say, this isn't mine, it's this.
Yours.
And if it belongs to both of us, it's
ours.
Huh?
Ours.
And to them.
Theirs.
And to him.
His.
And to her.
Hers. Hmm? Hers. Oh, those were easy.
Do you ever hear people say, his'n or yourn or anything?
Well, you see that in the comics or on television.
Have you ever actually heard anyone say it?
Yeah, I think I have, as a matter of fact, up in Tennessee.
And do you have trouble talking to some of those people up there?
No, not really. No. No.
If there was a group of people at your house and they were getting ready to leave, you'd say, well, I hope.
You had a good time or something?
Would you say you if you're calling your whole group?
Yeah, most of the time. But if I was talking informally, I'm sure I would say you all.
Okay. Did you all sound a little less correct than me?
Yeah, it isn't correct, but I use it all the time.
Do you ever use you all with just one person?
No.
And if there was a group and you're asking them about their coat, everybody's coat, you'd say, where are
your coats?
What about you all's coats?
No, I wouldn't say that.
And if there was a party that you hadn't been able to go to, and later on you wanted to find out, which people had gone, you asked someone.
Who was there?
What about who all was there?
No.
And if there was a group of children that obviously belonged to more than one family, you might ask about the children, are they?
Whose children are they?
Who all's or who's all?
No.
And if you're asking about all of the speaker's remarks, everything he said, you might ask someone, did he say?
See, I don't know.
If there had been a speech that you hadn't been able to listen to.
Did you hear all of it?
Okay, or you're asking about the content, you'd say.
What was the speech about?
Okay. Do you ever say what all was the speech about?
No.
And you say, if no one else will look out for them, you say, they've got to look out for
themselves.
And if no one else will do it for them, he better do it
himself.
And talking about how much flour might be in a sack, you'd say a sack might contain 5
pounds.
And something made out of flour and baked in a loaf.
Bread.
What different kinds?
Well, it was rye bread, whole wheat bread, white bread, raisin bread.
What does bread have in it to make it rye?
Yeast.
Do you cook yourself? Do you ever do any cooking?
A little bit, yeah.
Do you bread or what?
Well, we've made bread. I'm not going to say I've done it because I'm not the one who figured out how to do it. But we've made it with some friends. And I just did what I was told.
Did you have to knead it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You got stuck with the hard part. Huh?
Yeah.
You said there's 2 kinds of bread. There's homemade bread and then there's
store-bought.
Okay. How does store-bought sound?
Well, it sounds colloquial. Or
but that doesn't sound as bad as y'all, or you all?
Oh, probably not. That's probably a more general term all over the country, whereas you all is local or regional.
Something you might eat for breakfast with syrup or butter.
Pancakes.
Any other name for them?
Well, in a lot of places they're called wheat cakes or I know there are lots of different names, but pancakes is the one I'd always use.